Well, once again, welcome to all of you, and it's a great joy to see so many of you this morning. I wanted to just take a little poll. How many of you are from outside the city of Corpus Christi? Could you? Oh, praise God. Thank you. We always think we're just, you know, I've been in three or four dioceses, and they only think about the home city. You know, we think about you, and we love you out there. So welcome to everybody. And I want to thank all the organizers, the volunteers, and you, the participants, to be here at this day. And Dr. Peter Murphy, we're very pleased that you are here with us as well. You know, the church is structured so beautifully. You and the parishes have the diocesan offices to support you in your ministry. And as we say, almost as a refrain at our meetings, we are here to serve you in the parishes. The bishops of the United States also have a conference in Washington, of which Dr. Murphy is part, to serve the dioceses. And even in the Vatican, they have offices to serve the whole church. So we are a body that is joined together by many parts, all for the purpose of serving Jesus Christ in the flock entrusted to each one of us. A light has come to shine in the darkness, and the darkness will not overcome the light. Sisters and brothers, as we gather this morning, we must have that confidence. The darkness that surrounds us in our world and in our society, in our cities, in our towns, that darkness of sin will not overcome the light of Jesus Christ. Our mission, the beginning of our mission, the beginning of evangelization, is that you and I embrace that light, not as a theory, not as a doctrine, but as a personal encounter. That each calls ourselves a disciple, who calls ourselves a friend of Jesus Christ, must walk through this world with our friend. He is with us even today. He is our light. St. John reminds us today that anyone begotten by God does not sin. We know that we all commit sins. But the light is greater than our sins. And it is always that we return to the light. We return to that personal encounter with Jesus Christ. It is for that reason that we belong together to the light. We are a community of disciples who walk together in the light, not judging each other, not condemning each other, but calling each other to that greater life that is found only in Jesus Christ. And for that reason, the conclusion of St. John's Gospel today is so important. He must increase, we must decrease. The focus of life, the focus of the disciple's life, is not on him or herself. It is on Jesus Christ and the other person. There is that beautiful line from the letter to the Philippians in the second chapter, in which St. Paul, who is encouraging this unity among the body of Christ, who says, always, always look at the other person as better, as greater than yourself. That is the key to being a disciple of Jesus Christ, that the other person is greater than I, because in that sense, he will increase in my life. And I will decrease. And decrease to the point I will find my true self. You know, we all create our false selves by affirming ourselves. No. It is through love of Jesus Christ in the other that we find ourselves and that he increases. and we decrease. All of us through our baptism are called by God's grace to live this life, to embrace this life. Again, not as theory and doctrine, which all that is so important to us, but as a person, as a personal encounter of Jesus Christ. And so we do not, again, walk through this world to condemn the world or to join the world, to join in all of the negative things that are present in our society today. We are here to serve. We are here as men and women, young people, whose life is about serving, evangelizing, bringing the good news to others. And for that reason, in his latest apostolic exhortation, which I quoted earlier, we are called to be missionary disciples, not just disciples. Because standing alone, we could serve ourselves in our discipleship. Walking through this world trying to justify myself as a good person, as a good disciple of Jesus Christ, without ever looking to the other person. And so our Holy Father redefines us, as has always been, but as missionary disciples. Disciples who walk through this world reaching others, whether it is the child in the classroom, whether it is the young person, the teenager, passing through what they pass through in your youth group, in your CCD class, the alienated young couple who come to your parishes for baptism, they are welcomed. The doors are thrown open. Thank God you're home. Please come in. Not register here. Do you give to the collection? Are you registered in the parish? Absolutely not. That is not the way we welcome God's children home. We do not condemn, we do not join in the negativity of our world. We are missionary disciples. I think that is a word, at least for me, in the last few months, reading these exhortations and others in previous years, which really sink in. If we're not missionary, we're not disciples of Jesus. We are missionaries. Even in our own homes, even in our own towns and cities, we are missionaries. We do this by living the faith that we profess. Sin in our world, which St. John speaks so strongly of today, is rooted in self-absorption. That we are absorbed with our own selves, with our own importance. And we can do this even as disciples of Jesus. That our whole life is about making me great, me good, me holy. No. If you forget yourself, you'll find yourself. I think someone said that. His name is Jesus Christ in the gospel. If you lose yourself, you will find yourself. Life is not about finding ourselves. It's about letting go of ourselves. Because there you'll find yourself. It's the mystery of discipleship. It's the mystery of being a missionary. Yesterday I was in San Antonio and I went to Madonna House where the Oblates are there. And I met a couple of priests just walking in the nursing home. That's their nursing home. I'm Father Ted. I spent years in Mexico. But he had a smile on his face at 90 years old. He lost himself. But he discovered himself in Jesus Christ. That's who we are. We don't have to go to Mexico, to Africa, to South America. We can do that right here. To be true missionaries, disciples. Pope John Paul II wrote in the Church's missionary mandate, which he wrote several years ago, I believe in 1991, he said this: "For missionary activity renews the church, it revitalizes faith and Christian identity, and offers fresh enthusiasm and new incentives. when we see ourselves as missionaries spreading our faith, not by word first, but by example, we are revitalized in our faith. Our faith comes alive. It revitalizes, energizes each one of us. He said, faith is strengthened when it is given to others, not when we absorb ourselves in our own faith, creating a wall around us as perfect people. It is by giving our faith, witnessing to our faith, that it grows, that it is strengthened. He said it is in commitment to the church's universal mission that the new evangelization of Christian peoples will find inspiration and support. Give, 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 give. That is the message of evangelization. That is the message of the church today. In the present apostolic exhortation, the Holy Father said this. He said, "My hope," this is quoting Pope Francis, "my hope is that we will be moved by the fear of remaining locked up in the structures which give us a false sense of security, within rules which make harsh judgments against other people, within habits that we create which make us feel safe, while at the door people are starving. And Jesus does not tire of saying to us, give them something to eat. We become locked up in our own habits, in our own rituals, in our own structures, and we create structures that nobody can fulfill. And yet, our brothers and sisters who don't have the strong faith are out there saying, we want Jesus. They may not say it with words, but you and I have to be convinced it's in their hearts. I want Jesus Christ. And for that reason, my brothers and sisters, he said, first of all, we have to pray. Pray for them. Pray for those who are without God. Pray for those who are in that life of sin. Pray for them. Don't condemn them. Don't judge them. Don't point fingers at them. Don't call them names. Pray for them. Because when we judge them, point at them, and call them names, we are not living the gospel. We are not living Jesus Christ. Jesus never called anybody a name. He drew them to himself, and he forgave them. And he said, go, sin no more. He didn't have posters and banners calling people's names. And neither should we. Neither should we. They're starving for Jesus Christ. And it's our missionary duty as disciples to call them back, to be at home. So the first thing we need to do is pray for others. Pray for your enemies. Pray for your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. How many times does Jesus have to say it to us in the gospel for it to sink in? Pray for your enemies. Pray for your persecutors. That's first. That will soften our heart toward them and make us true missionaries. The second thing I think that we need to do as we move forward in this diocese is to revitalize parish life as a place of welcome. It should be marked by a place of welcome. We welcome you back. We welcome you home. Come and sit in the first row. Not we have a seat for you in the back. Will no one know you're here and you won't embarrass us? Come and sit in the front. Our parishes, the Holy Father says, are in the midst of neighborhoods. You know, every parish serves as a spiritual center of that geographical region, whether it's a neighborhood or out in a small town. That's the spiritual home of everybody. And you and I cannot create rules where people do not feel welcomed home. Think of the prodigal son, the father. He didn't give rules to the son when he came home. He welcomed him. And the son changed, was transformed because he was welcomed. He was loved. Our places, parishes, and our own lives must be places of joy. Places where joy is encountered. Not the joy that you and I have after a day like this. We go home tired, but we've received something and we feel revitalized. That's a passing joy. The joy that Jesus gives us is the joy that is the fruit of the cross, the fruit of suffering. Because when we suffer for others, when we suffer for the gospel, we are beyond ourselves and we are in God. The cross takes us immediately into God, and we feel at home there, and that is the source of our joy. Through our own personal weaknesses and sins, even in those, the cross is alive. The cross is present. I'd like to read you one more little excerpt from this wonderful document. The Holy Father says, one of the most serious temptations which stifles boldness and zeal is defeatism. We are not defeated, brothers and sisters, in this world. We are already victorious because the light has come. But this temptation that stifles our boldness of faith and zeal is a defeatism which turns us into gruelous, disillusioned pessimists. And there's that beautiful word, sourpusses. Nobody can go off into battle unless he or she is convinced that the victory is theirs. Why would we be missionary disciples unless we believe that the victory is ours? Later in the document, and thank goodness I was alone when I was reading this because I burst into laughter in so many places, says to the priests and the bishops, do you want to be generals over an army that's already defeated and dying? Or do you want to be a foot soldier with the army marching off to victory? Which do you want to be? I would say all of us together, the whole body of Christ, wants to be foot soldiers in the new evangelization, heading off into victory. Not with signs and posters and bandstands, but with a life. A life together. A life that speaks of joy. We are not defeated. The parish also is not a place filled with self-serving groups. Too often our parishes feel that the necessary component is groups. Groups are wonderful. But let's do what the groups are supposed to do. Serve. 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 Not be caught up in their own agendas. Serve every group. No matter if it's a spiritual group, a structural group, a council, a committee, serve. That's the name of the game. And who do we serve? This is the final point. We serve the poor. My question for you today, and as you take it home to your parishes, and I will be working with this in the next years, ask yourselves, personally, in your families, and in your parish groups or your parishes, who are the poor in our parish? Because if we are missionary disciples in a parish, we are all responsible, not just the pastor, not just the deacons, not just the sisters, not just the paid employee ministers of the, we're all responsible. Who are the poor? Let's put a face on them. Do you have nursing homes? Do you have prisons, jails in your parish boundaries? Do you have people walking the streets without a home? People who don't have food? People whose lives and family life are falling apart? Teenagers who have no direction, How can we close our eyes when Jesus says, give them something to eat yourself? Identify the poor and see together as a community with your pastors, what can we do or what can I do for the poor of this parish? Yes, sisters and brothers, He, Jesus Christ, must increase. You and I have to decrease. You and I have to decrease by listening to the Word of God, which I spoke to you on a couple of years ago. When the gospel is read, either at home or proclaimed in our churches, absorb that word. Because the word is Jesus Christ, the incarnate word, and it has to be lived. That will decrease us, because His word takes over, and our mentality changes. We have got to allow our mentality to change based on the Word of God. Let's put His mind into ours. Let's put His heart into our heart. Let's put His words on our lips. We must decrease. We must also see the Eucharist as the center of our devotion and prayer life. It is the proof of God's love for us every day. This is my body, given up, sacrificed for you. This is my blood poured out for you. Go do the same. That's the heartbeat of our lives. And finally, He will increase and we will decrease to the point that we serve. Serve the poor.